The story starts.
Who won't hurt you?
You're scaring me.
Gave me home.
What did you think I was?
Whatever it is, they don't want me to be.
Three carrots.
She was the coolest.
You forgot your laptop at the office.
No biggie.
It's time to live.
How am I supposed to make that safe?
Movie news.
Commit to a side.
With Gareth Daly.
I need you to trust me.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. We are starting with, well, there's no stopping Robert De Niro. What's he up to next?
Robert De Niro, yeah. He's worked with David O. Russell a few times before.
Yes, very well.
Yeah, and he's going to work with him again alongside Jenna Ortega. So that's a really good cast to kick off. This movie is called Shutout. So it's been dubbed really as a version of The Color of Money. So De Niro here, yeah, he plays Jake, one of the last masters of a vanishing crime. That is the pool hustler. So having lived and lost by the roll of a ball in smoky backroom halls, Jake encounters Mia, played by Ortega, a young prodigy whose raw, electrifying talent reignites a fire he thought that long extinguished. So sensing a rare opportunity to shape a legend, Jake takes Mia under his wing, honing her instincts and sharpening her natural gifts. So together they plunge into a ruthless world of high-stakes pool, where the line between unimaginable fortune and devastating failure is, of course, razor thin. So good combination here with cast and director. And Russell's kind of in demand. He's got another project that we've been talking about recently as well, which is the John Madden biopic called Madden, which Nicolas Cage, who we'll be talking about later in the movie news, is set to portray the NFL icon. So there you go. That's Shut Out.
Interesting. You've some more casting. Sebastian Stan, he's been having a great few years, hasn't he?
And he's on the big screen in Thunderbolts at the moment. But then also another breakout star is White Lotus season 2 breakout Leo Woodall, who was in obviously Bridget Jones as well. So the two of them are going to star in this project called Burning Rainbow Farm, which is a true life thriller, and it's coming from director Justin Kurzel. So Burning Rainbow tells the story of Tom and Rolly, a gay couple in rural Michigan who build a peaceful pot-friendly utopia called Rainbow Farm. And when the two run afoul of local authorities and their young son is taken from them, a standoff ensues, leading to one of the largest and most dramatic seizures involving police and the FBI America has ever seen. It took place in 2001, just days before being overshadowed by the events of 9/11. So that's probably why people don't know the story sort of straight out. So Kurzel is no stranger to these true life stories. He directed last year's well-regarded thriller, The Order. That starred Jude Law and Nicholas Hoult. I really liked that film. It's a good movie. It was about white supremacists acting as domestic terrorists in the 1980s. So there's a good one. That's a good cast and a very, very good director.
Yeah, that's a good old group of people together, no doubt about it. Now, we love the Danish actor Mads Mikkelsen. Is he coming this way?
He is, yeah. There's a prison drama that's going to shoot in Dublin later this year. It's called Last Meals. It's going to be directed by Raman Baranis. And Boyd Holbrook is also going to star in it as well. So this one, Mikkelsen is going to play Walter, a former White House chef whose fall from grace lands him in the kitchen of a maximum security prison cooking for death row inmates.
Wow.
Boyd Holbrook is going to play Jeffrey Reed, an inmate who decides to go on a hunger strike and whose constant rejection of his meals frustrates him at every turn. Their animosity reaches a boiling point until Walter confronts Reed, triggering an unexpected deeper connection. Walter starts to believe that Reed is innocent, and as the two bond, Walter is determined to find out the truth. That's called Last Meals.
Great, and shooting in Dublin, as you say, so we look forward to that. What is Natalie Portman up to?
She's set to star in Photograph 51, and this is for a very good director as well, the director of The King's Speech, Tom Hooper. So Hooper's directing the pick, which is inspired by the true story of Rosalind Franklin, the groundbreaking British scientist who first unveiled the hidden structure of DNA, but whose legacy was overshadowed. Anna Ziegler is adapting the script, which is based on her own play of the same title. So it's going to sort of uncover the brilliant scientist whose pioneering work then went on to sort of reveal the DNA's double helix structure, the molecule that carries the genetic instructions for all known life. So she played a pivotal role, but largely remained in the shadows. And so the film aims to reveal her quest to uncover these secret codes, her sort of dealing with her colleagues and her rivals before her untimely death at the age of only 36. 7.
Gosh, sounds intriguing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I like the sound of that. It's Natalie Portman. Now, big news, Shaun the Sheep is back.
Yeah, well, we have to celebrate this. So yeah, third film, Shaun the Sheep, the Beast of Mossy Bottom. Great title.
Love it.
So this one sees the residents of Mossy Bottom Farm looking forward to Halloween until the clumsy farmer trashes the flock's beloved pumpkin patch. And when Shaun turns mad scientist to fix the problem, things rapidly spiral out of control with the farmer missing and a wild beast roaming the woods of Mossingham. All the ingredients are in place for a monstrously fun family adventure.
Brilliant.
The first two films did really well. They scored Oscar nominations. They got great reviews as well. And of course, Aardman, the company behind them, they're coming off a very big success in Wallace and Gromit: Vengeance Most Foul, which became one of the most watched animated films broadcast on British television. So there you go.
Shaun the Sheep.
Very popular.
Back again. Third time. Excellent. Tell us about the studio.
Yeah, the studio is an Apple TV Plus series that's been doing quite well. It's got lots of good reviews. It's if you're into films, it's a series that you'd possibly like because it stars Seth Rogen as this newly appointed head of an embattled sort of studio called Continental Studios. As movies are struggling to stay relevant, Matt is his character and his core team of infighting executives battle their insecurities as they wrangle narcissistic artists and corporate overlords in pursuit of making great films. It's had a good cast as well. Catherine O'Hara's in there, Catherine Hahn. And the series has been noted so far for having all these celebrity appearances that are playing themselves, versions of themselves. Martin Scorsese, Ron Howard was excellent in an episode. Charlize Theron, Sarah Polley, Olivia Wilde, Zac Efron, they've all played these sort of versions of themselves. So it's been quite popular, and now it's been renewed for a second season. So,
and that's Apple TV.
It's on Apple TV, so if you like the sound of that, that's where you can check it out.
Okay, what trailer have you picked for us, Garrett?
Okay, so the first trailer for Ethan Coen's new film called Honey Don't. Now, this is the second film in a sort of thematic trilogy of these pulpy comedies that he's doing. It follows on from the road trip caper film, if you remember, Drive Away Dolls from last year. And much of the same team are behind this as well. So take a listen to the trailer for Honey Don't. First I say no.
Honey, oh girl, it's you. I ain't seen you in a minute.
Me and Novotny. Are you aware of any trouble she was in?
Why, she owe you money?
She was afraid of something. The cops couldn't help her, right?
I said I'd help.
Cops said it was an accident.
Why is a private investigator looking into a traffic fatality?
What can you tell me about?
Do you drink?
Heavily. It's a point of pride.
Should you and I discuss this over a drink?
Tuesdays I dry out.
Today's Wednesday.
Today is Tuesday.
Yeah, that is Ethan Coen's Honey Don't. Kind of hard to tell from the trailer, Garrett, I think.
Hard to tell, but you have a very good cast in there. Margaret Qualley, you've got Aubrey Plaza, and Chris Evans is one of the voices you heard there in the trailer as well. This is set in Bakersfield, California. Margaret Qualley plays a small-town private investigator named Honey O'Donoghue, who delves into a series of strange deaths tied to a mysterious church. So this is written by Coen's wife, Tricia Cook, and yeah, it's going to be released towards the end of August. Honey Don't is the name of it.
All right, let us come to new releases. We have one by Irish director Lorcan Finnegan working with none other than Nicolas Cage in The Surfer.
You can't stop a wave. Born in a storm, way out to sea. Pure energy. It's all building to this breaking point.
Army. I grew up here.
Don't leave here. Don't surf here.
Hey, Dad.
It's okay. You're scaring my boy.
Now. No need for all this fuss.
Listen to me, brother. I know it's smart to lose face in front of your boy, but you gotta know when to back down. Or it could get a whole lot worse.
Yes, Garrett, that is Nicolas Cage in The Surfer.
Yeah, and you mentioned Lorcan Finnegan there. Probably one of our strongest directors with the type of work that he's doing.
Absolutely.
Out there, and as you say, always attracting big casts to the film. So this one's about a man who returns to an idyllic beach of his childhood to surf with his son, but his desire to hit the waves is thwarted by a group of locals whose mantra is, you don't live here, you don't surf here.
Yeah.
So humiliated and angry, the man is drawn into a conflict that keeps rising. So yeah, good, really good look to it. And as you say, Lorcan Finnegan, just really good at these psychological thrillers where everything just ramps up in it. That's called The Surfer.
Very good. Now, we remember Ang Lee's The Wedding Banquet. We have another version here this week.
Yeah, this is a comedy of errors about a chosen family navigating the disasters and delights of family expectations, queerness and cultural identity. Good cast here, Bowen Yang starring in it, Lily Gadsden as well. So that's called The Wedding Banquet. We have a documentary as well, Reifenstahl. This is about Leni Riefenstahl's artistic legacy and her complex ties to the Nazi regime. I've watched the trailer for this. Looks really, really curious. It sort of juxtaposes her self-portrayal with evidence suggesting awareness of the regime's atrocities. Two more to mention as well. Motel Destino is, this is about on the run from the police and the gang. This is about a 21-year-old who seeks refuge at this motel, a sort of neon-lit roadside hotel on Brazil's northeastern coast. It's an erotic thriller. And then also, Final Destination Bloodlines is on the big screen as well. And a lot of cinemas are showing this as double bills, where you can go to see Final Destination, the first one, as well. So if you're into it, yeah, you get these characters who face terrifying twists in the chilling expansion of the franchise in Bloodlines.
Very good. What about a TV movie for us?
Okay, so I'm not going to go highbrow here. We're going to go with some chewing gum for the eyes, and this might set you up for the week ahead. So a decorated veteran, Will Sharp, desperate for money to cover his wife's medical bills, asks for help from the one person he knows he shouldn't. This is his brother, Danny, a charismatic career criminal. Danny instead offers him a score, which is the biggest bank heist in Los Angeles history. So with his wife's survival on the line, he can't say no, but their getaway goes spectacularly wrong and the desperate brothers hijack an ambulance with a wounded cop and an EMT on board.
Oh, there's a lot going on there already.
There's a lot going on. This is directed by Michael Bay, so that sets it up that this is pure action fun. Jake Gyllenhaal leading the cast here. It's called Ambulance, and if you just want that fun kind of action ride, it's on RT1. It's on tomorrow night, and it's on at 9:30.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.